G'day, Kyle Evans.
G'day, PT.
How are you going?
Oh, yeah.
You all right?
Yeah.
Sunshining,
isn't it? Yeah.
Sunshining. Look out. It's going to be a great day.
It was cold this morning, wasn't it?
Yeah, well, you get that in autumn. But the kicker is that you get a fine and sunny day.
That's right.
Yeah.
Nice and clear.
And see, the rain's going to start to come through. The showers are going to start to come through tomorrow,
mm-hmm.
which means the overnight temp is actually going to increase.
Ah, cloud cover.
Go figure.
Mm-hmm.
Work that out. Let's wrap up our look at our Facebook feature this morning, but keep your comments coming in. There are a huge amount of them. You know you're having a bad day when... When you spray dry shampoo under your arms and put deodorant in your hair, says Casey. Ever done that before?
Can't say I've done that one before,
yeah,
no.
Yeah, see, the problem there is I don't have hair, so there's no shampoo going on. Anyway, Daniel says, when you make the decision to wear UGG boots at inappropriate times or places. Now, he's got a couple of examples here. Once upon a time, poor old Daniel was wearing his UGG boots and trod on a pallet nail sticking out of a plank of wood. That's going to cause you a bit of concern, really.
Still not as bad as busting a plugger in your thong.
Oh, come on.
That's the worst. Come on, like... Yeah, middle of summer, you're walking around.
Yeah, but that's why you should always carry the bread bag clip.
What?
A bread blab. You know the plastic bread bag clip?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Oh.
That, you put that on and it fixes the plugger on your thong.
I actually never heard that one, but I do like that.
See, there you go. Anyway, he's got another one here. Being dinked on a motorbike in the bush and tore almost all the ligaments. Wearing UGG boots. No, you don't. Daniel, come on.
Yeah, but...
I'm hoping you've learnt your lesson.
Dirt bikes are just death traps. I imagine it was a dirt bike. But, yeah, it just seems like it never ends well when people ride dirt bikes as hobbies.
Sharon says, when you want to listen to 3BA on a Saturday afternoon, all you get is football. We don't broadcast the footy on Saturday afternoons anymore. Sharon, welcome to the conversation. Anyway, there's plenty of them. Check them out. Check out all the comments. And maybe you've got a comment yourself, facebook.com/radio3BA. We were talking an hour ago about saving money, Kyle Evans. Mm-hmm. I nearly called you Brett Mack there for a moment. He'll be back on Monday. And I had a bloke call up and he said, mate, have you got any details on the child and baby market that's happening on the weekend? I said, child and baby market? He said, yeah, I've got two kids for sale. Just wondering how I get a stall. Yeah, trust me, if you sell to your kids, you'll save yourself a bucket load of money.